The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, welcomes the Auditor General's findings, noting that the Western Cape Liquor Authority has received its first unqualified audit with no findings or a clean audit. Minister Fritz further notes that between 27 March and 30 October 2020, the Western Cape Liquor Authority conducted 207 investigations into license holders who were allegedly contravening the National Disaster Management Act's regulations and the Western Cape Liquor Act. Of the 207 investigations, 83 Section 71 matters were placed on the Liquor Licensing Tribunal's case roll, of which 49 licenses were suspended, 23 applications were dismissed, and 11 applications were reverted to the prosecutor. Of the 49 licenses that were suspended, 49 Section 71(4) return hearings took place, in which one license was revoked after finalization of a Section 20 consideration, 46 suspensions were lifted by the Liquor Licensing Tribunal, 2 suspensions were lifted, one in the Western Cape High Court and one as a part of an internal appeal through the Liquor Licensing Tribunal's proceedings, and there are no return hearings pending. Minister Fritz said, in total, 65 COVID-19 related Section 20 matters were forwarded to the Liquor Licensing Tribunal, of which one license was revoked, 5 applications were dismissed, and in 3 matters, the licensee was issued with stricter conditions. 3 licenses were suspended, while one license was cancelled. In 20 matters, fines to the amount of 2.15 1 million rand were issued, of which an amount of over 1 million rand was suspended for a period of 24 months on condition that the license holder does not contravene the act and license conditions again during this period. Currently, there are 32 matters pending. Minister Fritz continued, the Western Cape Liquor Authority is working hard to prevent alcohol-related harms. My department is the main custodian of the Western Cape Liquor Authority. As such, I wish to welcome the Western Cape Liquor Authority's clean audit, as it means that the Western Cape Liquor Authority are increasingly working harder to become an independent and self-sustaining organization.